Would you believe me if I told you Florida State University's gorgeous med school began in a trailer? This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. The year was 2001 when the med school accepted its first class of students. Still unaccredited, students took a risk coming in. But in the end, the payoff was worth it. Florida State University Alumni Association President Scott Atwell sat down with one of the members of that first class to discuss the past, present, and future.
It is a beautiful building, one of the most scenic spots on campus. But when the college began 10 years ago on this very spot, it was housed in portable trailers in the worn-out classrooms of FSU's old developmental school. To say the least, it was an interesting time to be part of FSU's inaugural College of Medicine class. And one of those students, now Dr. Joe DeLynn, is with us today. When you think back to that first year, what comes to mind?
I think it was a very exciting time. You had a group of 30 students that had come to a place where there was no physical medical school, and there was no accreditation that had been completed. So I think we had a lot of faith going into it. And when I think back to just all the great things that FSU represents, I knew that it was going to be a great school.
What's it like to come back and see what these students are enjoying today?
Oh, I'm really jealous. Sometimes I think it would be cool to go back and do it all over again.
Tell us about your practice today.
Currently, I work in two rural emergency rooms. One is in my hometown of Perry, Florida, and the other is in Apalachicola, Florida.
FSU's College of Medicine was sort of established on the premise of creating these rural doctors, and you sort of become the poster child for that. Why did you think it was important?
So I think there's a very large population of Florida, especially in North Florida, that's underserved medically. And I think being from a small town, I have firsthand experience of what it's like to have insufficient medical care. And so I think that having a school, specifically chartered to try to fill that void in our healthcare system, I think it's just extremely important.
So here we are 10 years later, and the college is celebrating this anniversary, this milestone. What are your thoughts about this time and place 10 years later and the anniversary?
I think it's very exciting, and I'm just astounded that it's been 10 years now. And, when I look around, I see this amazing building that we've constructed, and I see the type of professors and faculty that have been recruited in. I think it's becoming a very first-class medical school.
Well, Joe DeLynn, it was fun to be here the day you first walked through the door of the medical school, and it's neat to be here 10 years later calling you Dr. Joe DeLynn. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for making us proud and for all you're doing with the Alumni Association's National Board of Directors.
Thank you.
I'm Scott Atwell. Thanks for joining us.
The College of Medicine celebrated its 10th anniversary last year. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com.